Hello, everybody. This is my honor to introduce my recent work about enabling LiDAR image service for confidential containers. Let me introduce myself first. I'm Gary Liu from Alibaba Cloud. Currently, I'm working in the OS team to enable Linux operating system for cloud workloads. I'm a long-standing Linux kernel hacker and has contributed much to the Linux kernel. And in recent few years, I'm also interested in cloud-native related technologies such as MicroVM, container runtime, container image management, and I have joined several open-source projects such as the Kata Containers Project, Confidential Containers Project, the LiDAR Image Service Project, and the RustMan Project. I will go over three topics. First, I will explain the special requirement of image management for confidential containers, the current available technologies, and the challenges we are still facing. Then, I will give a brief introduction about the LiDAR Image Project. Its design, its feature, and its current status. At last, I will give my ideas to enhance LiDAR image service for confidential containers to improve the image loading process for confidential containers. Project COCO, or the Confidential Container Project, aims to protect the confidentiality and the integrity of a container workload by using hardware keys. A way to protect a container application is to adopt the Kata container architecture, which is to run a dedicated virtual machine for each port. And we can enhance confidentiality and the integrity of Kata virtual machines with hardware keys. So, to protect an application, we need to protect all resources accessed by the application, such as CPU, memory, network, storage, and external devices such as GPUs. As a container, in addition to those resources accessed by the application, we also need to protect the container image of the workload. So, how could we protect container images for confidential containers? So, why do we care about image management for confidential containers? What's the special requirement? Before talking about special requirements, let's go through the current way to manage container images for normal containers. Take a container D as an example. To run a container D will first download a raw image blob from the registry and store those blobs to local FS. Once all blobs are ready, container D will call Snapshotter to convert those blobs into file system and prepare rootFS for containers. Once the rootFS is ready, container D will start a container, and the container can access all files and the data inside the container image. Here, you can see that the raw image blob and the mounted file system are available on host side, which expose special challenges to confidential containers because we need to protect confidentiality and integrity of images for containers. Let's move on to image management for confidential containers. To summary, confidential image management we are facing three special requirements, which are confidentiality, integrity, and efficiency. To ensure confidentiality, all image content should be encrypted, both on registered and on local host. So the image content can be kept private. Second, the image management must be moved from host inside into guest. Because if we store image content and mount file system on host, the content will be visible to host, which breaks confidentiality. Even worse, host can make changes to those images and break the integrity of container images. By encrypting and moving image matter inside the guest, we can ensure confidentiality and the integrity of images. But we are facing another new challenges. With traditional image management, image blobs and file systems are mounted on hosts, which can be reused for different container instances and restart. But by moving image management into guest, we need to download and prepare image for each container instance. In other words, container image can't be reused for different container instance, which will bring bigger costs, such as high pressure on registry, slow container startup time, and heavy IO request on local device. So, how could achieve both confidentiality, integrity, and efficiency for confidential containers? There are some existing technologies for confidential containers. The OCIcrypt project provides a way to encrypt the whole images, and the Cosine project provides a way to ensure the integrity of container images. And the confidential container community also invented some new technologies to move image management from host into guest. We modified the container D and the kata container and introduced a new component named ImageRS. These three components help us to manage container images inside guest. So, we have technologies to ensure container image confidentiality and integrity, but we are still facing the challenge of efficiency. How could we improve efficiency for image management? The LiDAR Image Management Service project provides an interesting way to achieve efficiency for confidential containers. What's LiDAR Image Service? The LiDAR Image Project provides a framework to provide an image management service for containers. The following picture is the core architecture of the LiDAR Project. It has been split into build, ship, and run stages. This project has different aspects. First, it defines a read-only file system format with plenty of features such as lazy loading, data deduplication, and compatible with OCI-V1 images. And we are also adding encryption to the image format. Second, it's a read-only file system for containers, AI models, and software packages. It's very flexible to access the LiDAR image. We provide different interfaces, such as Fuse on Linux and macOS, WatFS for virtual machines, and ERFS page sharing on Linux. And we're also developing a URL-based library for application to directly access files from a LiDAR image. Third, we also developed a storage subsystem for LoRa. We also developed a load level storage subsystem with P2P, cache, and data deduplication. We built a node local content address storage subsystem to duplicate data among different images. But last, the latest image project has put much effort to get integrated with the ecosystem. Well, there's one more feature worth mentioning here. The latest LiDAR release provides an OCI V1 compatible model. We will get more information about the compatible model in later. The core of LiDAR's project is the LiDAR's image format. So let's get a detailed explanation about the LiDAR's image format. The way to convert an existing OCI V1 image into a LiDAR image. As we know, an OCI V1 image contains one manifest and one or more data layers. Each data layer is a binary blob. Actually, the binary blob is a task stream. Within the task stream, there are task headers and file data. To convert an OCI V1 image layer to LiDAR's layer, LiDAR's data blob, we first group all task headers together and translate them into a file system metadata. The file system metadata can be mounted directly by a Fuse server or by the encoder ERFS file system. With this file system metadata, LiDAR can provide full file system view to the user space. Then, we chunk file data into fixed size and compress the chunk data. At last, we need some information to decompress the chunk, compress the chunk data. So, a LiDAR's data blob includes three parts: file system metadata, chunk info array, and chunk data. There's one LiDAR's data blob for every OCI V1 image layer. In addition, LiDAR has an extra layer. We call it LiDAR's metadata blob. LiDAR's metadata blob is generated by merging all file system metadata from all data blobs. In other words, the LiDAR's metadata blob is an built-time overview file system, overlay file system. With the metadata blob, we do not need to mount each data blob individually. Instead, we directly mount the metadata blob. Thus, we don't need to overlay image layers at runtime. Reader may notice that if we care about backward compatibility, we need to both generate OCI V1 image and LiDAR's image for the same container. That will cause container image data saved twice and waste storage space. To solve this problem, the latest LiDAR provides a new model called LiDAR's O7Y compatible model. With this mode, the LiDAR's data blob only contains file session metadata and the chunk information. It doesn't save chunk data. The OCI image spec version 1.1 provides a OCI reference type. By using the reference type, we can get the data from the original OCI V1 image. That means for existing OCI V1 images, we can build an extra LiDAR image to provide us lazy loading and other function, other features, and the OCI compatible model will generate very small LiDAR images, typically about 3 to 5% of the original OCI V1 images. So the OCI V1 compatible model is very useful for backward compatibility. LiDAR has two modes. One is LiDAR's native mode, and the other is OCI V1 compatible mode. Each LiDAR image contains two types of blob, data blob and meta blob. The meta blob contains file system metadata and can provide a full file system view, and the data blob contains file chunks for each layer. The LiDAR project also provides flexible interface to access LiDAR images. It can be accessed by a through fuse, URFS, WaterFS, and even through some URSpace library. For example, the LiDAR image is URFS compatible. Let's look at the way for URFS to make use of LiDAR image. The URFS will directly mount a LiDAR's metadata blob and provide a full file system view. The application can work the file system tree. When an application tries to read data from a file and the file data is not ready, URFS will notify the FS cache, and the FS cache will send a request to LiDAR SD, and LiDAR SD will fetch the data from the remote registry. And when the data is ready, LiDAR SD will notify FS cache, then notify URFS. Eventually, the data will be sent back to the application. As image service help to improve the efficiency of confidential containers. There are several enhancements needed for LiDAR image to support confidential containers. First, we need to add data encryption to LiDAR image format. We use a hybrid mode to protect LiDAR image. First, we will use OCI crypt to protect the LiDAR metadata blob. And the metadata blob contains keys to decrypt data from data blobs. So the data blobs are protected by LiDAR. By that way, we can support both data encryption and lazy loading at the same time. For data integrity, traditionally, the integrity of data blobs or images are verified at download time, and there is no mechanism to ensure data integrity at runtime. LiDAR adds a special attribute to the image management to verify the integrity of data chunks at runtime. So, like encryption, we will combine cosine and LiDAR to protect the integrity of the whole image. First, we will use cosine to protect the integrity of manifest and LiDAR's meta blob. Let us meta blob contains digest of the data blob, and there's a worker tree to eventually ensure the data integrity of each data chunk. So the data blob is protected by Netas again. With the enhancement of encryption and data integrity verification, we can support lazy loading and image cache for confidential containers. So we can fetch image data from remote registry or from remote node through P2P, or we can fetch the image data from data cached on host through WTIFS or WTIBlock interface. And we also support different mode to access encrypted images. It can be accessed through Netas D and Fuse, or it can also be accessed through Netas D and URFS. And we are working on researching to enable URFS to directly access Netas images, but that is still in early stage. We are still working on that direction. That's our development plan. The first stage is to integrate Netas image service with the image RS crate. At the first stage, we only provide lazy loading capability and do not implement data caching. The next step is to add data caching to Netas D. By that, we can prefetch the image data and cache it inside the trusted domain. That will greatly improve the performance and the reliability. And as I mentioned just now, we are still investigating to enhance the URFS to directly access Netas images through WTIFS or WTIBlock. If we achieved that, the